O God, our mystery, you bring us to life, call us to freedom, and move between us with love. May we so participate in the dance of your Trinity that our lives may resonate with you, now and forever. Amen. Most of my good friends from high school and college and I got married and had children in our early 30s. And several of them did that before I did, so I could learn from their experiences. I remember visiting a good friend in D.C. when she was about 8 months pregnant, before I had become pregnant, and learning about late-stage pregnancy. My friend Colleen's baby was the first baby that I practiced diaper changing on. And Cindy, my friend who lived in D.C., was the first close friend of mine to have a second child. I was able to visit her several times when I was going to some courses at the College of Preachers, which used to be at the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C. So I remember talking with her when I was pregnant with our second child. And Cindy said, when it comes to children, two is more than two. I think some of you know this. She says, you have the first child, and then you have the second child, child one and child two. And then you also have this relationship between them that you have to deal with. Any of you who've had more than one child can probably agree with her. Two is more than two when it comes to children. Three is a holy number. We believe in a God who is at the same time one and three, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. We have the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and you have the relationship between them. Because at the heart of God is relationship. Today is Trinity Sunday. Each year, on the Sunday after Pentecost, we have Trinity Sunday, and we celebrate the God who is at the same time one and three. Although there's mention of all three persons of the Trinity in the New Testament, the doctrine of the Trinity was forged in the early centuries of the church, culminating in the Great Council of Nicaea, where we get the Nicene Creed, which we say every Sunday, in the year 325. Throughout the ages, theologians have written treatises on the doctrine of the Trinity. But the working of God as Creator, Christ, and Holy Spirit remains shrouded in mystery. Just as we cannot ever fully describe or understand God in this life, we cannot ever fully understand the Trinity. But that does not stop us from trying. The opening hymn we sang today is one of my very favorite hymns in the hymnal, very appropriate for Trinity Sunday. The text comes to us from at least the 8th century, if not earlier. It is attributed to St. Patrick. We sang, I bind unto myself today the strong name of the Trinity, by invocation of the same, the three in one and one in three. This wonderful prayer shows the sense that the Celtic Christians had of God pervading all of life and God with them in every part of life. In the beginning, God created all that is, and the Spirit moved over the waters, we hear in Genesis. In the beginning, Christ, the Word, was with God, we hear in the Gospel of John. In the beginning was communion, relationship. From the beginning, we have this dance of relationship in God, between the Father, Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Richard Rohr, a couple of years ago, wrote a book on the Trinity called The Divine Dance, which I know some of you read and discussed. That's one wonderful description of the Trinity as a relational dance. It is dynamic in the heart of God. God is constantly in motion, constantly creating and sustaining us. Why is this important? Why is it important for us to consider the Trinity? We are made in the image of God. And God is being in relationship. The Trinity shows us that humans are made for relationship. We are not meant to be alone. We are made to be in relationship with others, with God, and with all of creation. And this idea that we have very deeply embedded in this culture that we can be completely separate and away from everything else, disconnected from nature, disconnected from other people, is an illusion. Even science now is telling us how deeply we are connected one to another. Just sitting next to someone, our heart rhythms start to entwine and become the same. We deeply affect each other, and we deeply affect creation, and we are deeply affected by all of creation. When we remember our connection to all living things, we treat creation with care. Just a few years ago, a group from this parish had a very powerful experiential sense of this. When we went on pilgrimage to the Black Hills of South Dakota and spent a week with the Lakota people, they live a life deeply connected to the land, to all the people around them, and to all living creatures. And it changes the way they live. It changes their priorities. They make decisions thinking, how is this going to affect 7 generations from now? Connection with the land, the Spirit, God, the living creatures, and the people is valued above all else. That is in stark contrast to the way our culture views creation. When I was in Maine, my bishop would tell us that her favorite bumper sticker is one that said, "There is no secular world." This idea we have that we can divide the world into sacred and secular is simply an illusion. The world is sacred. The world is created by God, and we affect one another. Everything we do affects the whole. We have forgotten our deep connection with all living things. And when we forget this connection, our actions cause harm. We pollute, we use the creation for material gain instead of being the stewards of creation that God intends for us to be. So the Trinity can remind us of what is most important. God is relationship and connection. Our relationships and our connection with God, with each other, and with all of creation are part of this great dance of God. There is no secular world. There is one world, and it is holy. Amen.